Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Get back into the big story of the day in just a couple minutes. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us to talk some Falcons in 20 minutes from right now. And we'll get the phone lines open for the AMA at 1:40. Thanks again to Falcons defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake for giving us some time in the last segment. If you missed it, check it out. It'll be on the Andy and Randy podcast page, which you should subscribe to if you don't. Download the Odyssey app. You can check it out over there as well. If you're on the Odyssey app right now and you just started listening, you can rewind it.
Yep.
Back to 12:40 when Jimmy Lake came on the show, and you can listen to the whole 15-minute conversation with him. And I thought it was a good conversation.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say about the Falcons coaching staff, fun guys to talk to.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, fun to talk to.
It was good to talk to Coach Jimmy, and I was because as soon as he said the coordinator, I was like, damn, yeah, he's supposed to go to Alabama. But then he decided to go to Alabama, right. and he went to Seattle with McDonald.
When DeBoer got hired by Alabama, Ryan Grubb went with him,
yes.
And then the Seahawks offered him the offensive coordinator job, or McDonald offered him the offensive coordinator job.
Yes.
So he was in Tuscaloosa for
a day?
I think it was a week, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Week and a half.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll go to the NFL.
I'll
go to the NFL.
Appreciate it.
And then I hadn't sold my house yet in Seattle.
Yeah.
Head back up there.
But that's pretty cool. And then I'm pretty sure that Michael have spent some time together, and obviously Michael is a scout team quarterback, and so he got to run a lot of the same stuff that he ran in that magical run that Washington had.
It's all such a weird intertwine, and this is true. You could probably do this with a lot of different coaching staffs, a lot of different schools, but Jimmy Lake was promoted to be the head coach at Washington after Chris Peterson retired.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go great. It's not entirely his fault. I think he got a bit of a raw deal. Whatever. We don't have to rehash that. Whatever. But because it didn't work out, Jimmy Lake gets fired at Washington. They go hire DeBoer,
mm-hmm.
who nobody really knows much about. Penix comes with DeBoer to Washington because they had been together at Indiana, and his whole staff goes too. They have those two great years there. Penix gets drafted here, where Jimmy Lake now coaches. Mm-hmm. DeBoer is now in Alabama, so we talk about them a lot more than we would when they were at Washington. And Grubb is now with the Seahawks, and now he's coaching against Jimmy Lake and Michael Penix.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Small world.
Unbelievable.
Small world.
Unbelievable. But, it's going to be a challenge for his defense because of how much they pass. And that's why when you talk about this pass rush, it's so vital. It is, man, because you know what they're going to do. All right? I love it. And it's continued to be said, you got to win on first and second down.
Yeah.
No blame.
I wasn't going to say this because it would have been rude, but just kind of like we said last week, you don't have to have a lead to sack the quarterback.
No, you don't.
Because sometimes they do pass it on first and second down, mm-hmm. The other team.
Yes.
You're allowed to sack them on first and second down, too. You know.
Yeah. But
it doesn't have to be third and 12.
Bo Sykes, Andy.
Okay.
Bo Sykes.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You're not going to be here on Monday. Just say whatever the hell you want.
Both sides.
They're going to get.
Both sides.
Again, we got to get so many conditions correct
in order for
the Falcons to get sacked.
Why does it have to be this or this?
Because they're not very good at it.
Yeah.
And he's not going to come say we suck at trying to get to the quarterback. He's going to say it like a coach who's in charge of the defense is going to say it. But he pretty much said it. Yeah, we have to be better at it. We have to find ways to get the quarterback on the ground. All defensive coordinators say this about their team when they're not good at sacking the quarterback. We're getting close. Okay.
Okay.
They were. There was a couple moments that were close. But again, close, close can be good if it affects the quarterback and makes him make a mistake. It can be good.
Yes.
But if he spins out of it and runs for 20, which might have been Andy Dalton's longest run of his entire life,
I think it was.
Then close doesn't count. It only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes, as they say.
Close but no cigar.
Close but no cigar. There's a lot of phrases about close.
I still don't understand that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never understood that phrase. I'm sure there's somebody out there, probably a gal, Brenda, up there in Portland.
Doesn't it seem like it would have something to do with horse racing?
Yeah, close but no cigar. Yeah.
Like you get a cigar if you win, maybe?
I don't know.
Alabama, Tennessee?
Yeah, I never understood that.
Saturday afternoon?
Close but no cigar.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird phrases that I don't understand, but I'd like to. If somebody knows, let us know. All right, Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us in 15 minutes. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
So they had the 92 yards with Hubbard, and they really got a lot of it in the second half when they were moving the ball down the field, and we called up and held them to three.
Right.
Right. We got better in our run defense just by holding them off and stopping some of those things, let a couple out leaky yardage there late, and we got to eliminate those. The 20-yard scramble can't happen. And if that doesn't happen, we're not at the 100 mark. We're somewhere in the 90s, and you're feeling better about the improvement of what you're doing every single week. So every single week, we've improved in those things. Our off the linebacker play, Nate Landman coming back, all of those type of things up front.
Yeah, that actually should be, you know, I don't know when Troy Anderson's going to be back. We'll talk to Joe Patrick about that in 15 minutes. Getting Landman back is nice.
Yeah.
Certainly helps the run defense and just the defense in general. They want him to be out there. He's a big part of it. Troy Anderson played his best game of his life.
Got hurt in the game.
In the game. 17 tackles, had a pick six, got hurt in the game. Haven't seen him since. So that's obviously a big deal, too. And again, I don't know when that. Hopefully it'll be Sunday. But getting the linebacking core back whole is good. Everyone in the NFL's hurt. So we're not going to sit here and make it. Well, yeah, if they had all their guys. Nobody has all their guys.
Nobody.
You know who doesn't have all their guys?
Seattle.
Yeah. And you're going to take advantage of that on Sunday, hopefully.
Well, I mean, you got to because 90 is still a lot too many yards for me. But it's a damn lot. But it's just something when it says you gave up 100. You can give up 99 yards in rushing. You're right. Like, all right.
Oh, they gave up less than 100.
They gave up less than 100 yards. Yeah, fine, whatever. You know what I mean? But I think you know. But he's right about the whole the Andy Dalton thing. It can't happen.
No.
Yeah, not him.
It's not.
Not him.
Not acceptable.
Yeah, not him. Now Jalen Spins out there something.
Yeah,
or Justin Fields. You got it. Not Andy.
No.
Yeah, you can't be doing it like
Man's
that.
Man's 37 years old. Yeah. Every part of him hurts.
Yeah, but you can't be letting
his
Andy.
His hair hurts.
You let Andy get out of there on you and do that thing.
No.
But I think you know. It's about defensive line is all about striking. It's all about you striking them before they get to you. And if you can do that and get off blocks, you can eliminate them. Or better yet, clog the damn hole up. I know that we were talking to Arch yesterday, and I like Caden too. He's a little undersized. He does run over blocks. And a lot of times if you run it over blocks, if you run around a block and don't get there, there's a crease.
Yeah.
There's a crease.
And here's the thing about it.
There's a crease.
If Arch knows that, and we know that.
Yes.
Ryan Grubb knows that.
Yes.
Ken Walker knows that.
Yes.
Zach Charbonnet knows that.
Yes.
And a lot of the extra yards that teams have been able to get in the run game against the Falcons defense have come because of that. It's like, oh, he's going that way? Great.
Let's just wait. We'll push a pass and hold, and we'll get there.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it had to start up front. I know we talked to Jimmy Lake in the last segment, and you were talking about Rook. I mean, I saw when he got in the game against Town, like, damn, he is really striking these damn linemen. And so the more and more he gets to play, that's less and less that Brady's going to have to play. And Grady will be fresher and fresher and fresher because this young man is playing more. But, yeah, they got to figure out how to stop the initial push up front. And these linebackers, and that's what Landman does, he gets downhill. Now, his biggest issue, and you saw it later on in the game against Carolina, he got isolated on number six, whoever it was, and they gave him that business, and it was a completion. So that's going to be the thing about him when he's in the game is that the coverage liability issue.
Right.
That's going
to
be it.
Yeah, and you know the Seahawks love to throw the ball.
Yes.
I think they love to throw the ball. There's an argument to be made that they're doing it because they have to, because their run game just hasn't gotten going yet. Their offensive line can't do it. Now, they got good running backs, and they spend high draft picks on them, so they want to run the ball. But I think they want to throw it, too. And they've got great wide receivers. You said this earlier, and it's a fact. Geno will make a mistake.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't even really have to force him into it.
And his mistakes are early, too.
Yeah.
They're early.
But he'll make a bad throw. I mean, you know, nice to see A.J. Terrell get the pick last week. Get another one. He'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
Clark Phillips, that was a Jimmy Lake's explanation of that story was the best one, because Jimmy wouldn't have cared at all if he
would have scored.
He was just as surprised as the rest of us when Clark Phillips didn't score that touchdown.
Like,
so somebody told him not to, I guess, but it wasn't Jimmy Lake.
Yep.
It was the defensive coordinator.
Because Jimmy Lake, oh, he's going to score.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? That's smart. Yeah. That's very, very smart.
And fair enough.
Fair enough.
But
I would have scored.
If you get one Sunday, score.
Yeah.
Okay?
I would
get in that house.
I know the one possession. Okay, now
I get that.
No, here's my thing. Okay, one possession and say I intercept. Because you know what? Oh, God, what game was it? Alabama. When Oh Boy intercepted the ball in the end zone.
The end of the game.
The very end. But he carried into the end zone. So if he takes me, safety.
Right.
So the kid, like, come out. You got to come out of here. Now,
because it was like 8 seconds. He actually did a really smart thing.
Yes.
He ran around until the clock hit zero.
You got to come out.
And then he got down.
Because you can't kneel.
Yeah.
And so I looked at it. He was like, okay, if I'm in that situation, say I catch it on the 1 yard line, I'm going to go down. But if I'm in the damn clear, and it's just me and grass and in the end zone, man, I'm going.
Yeah,
and we just go back out there and have to stop them again.
Yes, sir. We're just going to have to go stop them. Hopefully, I mean, I know we heard the story. Arch told the story about a safety blew his knee out. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to happen.
No,
of course I don't want that to happen.
I don't.
But
Jared Gray, Jared gave the DB coach. That's what he said. One of the two men.
Yeah. Now, if that means Clark gets more playing time, all right, fine. You know it gets you more playing time? You keep getting pick sixes. You keep getting interceptions. All that to say, Geno's going to give them some opportunities.
Yes.
I think Kirk Cousins is a much better decision maker and has been than Geno. That goes a long way on Sunday as well. But, yeah, this is when the Falcons should win, man.
Yes.
Falcons are better than the Seahawks. They got them at home. Seahawks are decimated in a couple different spots. They should be able to win this football game. We'll get Smoke and Joe Patrick in here on the other side of the break, see what he thinks about it. Get his update on the injuries that the Falcons are facing as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Another week, another quote
from
Kirk. This one.
I'm still not going with the nickname.
He's taking over. No, his name's Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
It's Kirk Cousins, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Call him what you want to call him.
Yeah,
I'm going to call him Kirk Cousins.
When I think of Kirko, I'm thinking if it's me and you in the back alley. You know what I mean? He can take a beer bottle, smash it over a wall, and like shank up somebody.
That's a weapon.
That's a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what when I think Kirko, that's what I think of.
Yeah. Like a shady kind of character.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you better watch your wallet.
Like a Smoking Joe Patrick type.
Well, I mean,
I would almost guarantee Joe has used a jagged, broken bottle as a weapon at some point.
And he picks pocket people.
Or has. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Back before he was scrumming it.
For
a living.
Yeah, Joe was a pickpocketer.
Yeah, you got to make a living somehow.
Yeah.
Got to make a living somehow.
Over at the Martyr.
Smoking Joe Patrick joins us every Thursday at this time. We insult him, and then he tells us stuff about the Falcons. Joe, how are you?
What up, JP?
What's up, guys? I do have pickpocketing in my past, but it's probably not what you think. I went to a high school where we had to wear a uniform, so everybody had their Oxford shirt on, and, you know, the rambunctious boys amongst us, we thought it was funny to go up and rip people's pockets off the front of their shirts. You could just literally snatch them off, and then if you didn't have a pocket, you got written up later in the day for a uniform infraction.
You damn thug.
So he was
Joe.
He was a pickpocket. Literally.
Literally picking people's pockets off of their shirts.
God, that sucks. I'd be so mad. But also, like, my group of friends definitely would have done that if we would have gone to a school that had uniforms.
Really?
Like, I definitely would have got my pocket ripped off, but I would have ripped off one of my buddy's pockets, too.
Damn.
All right. Well, keep your pockets.
And the best part is, like, your parents, buy the uniform stuff at the beginning of the year, but they had no tolerance for this. So you had to sew the pocket back on, or at least my parents maybe had to sew the pocket back onto the shirt, so I had to make sure I got it retrieved whenever I had mine taken.
But in the long run, you learn sewing, so that's good.
That's right.
That's a life skill. That's home ec. That's home ec. Hey, all right, let's talk injuries. What do we know at this point of the week as far as how the Falcons are doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still doing pretty good. I mean, they're being very cautious, and this kind of falls in line with, how Raheem Morris has, given these guys rest and kind of prioritized the load management aspect of NFL when it comes to preseason. But so they're giving guys rest days and stuff. There was a bunch of those guys yesterday. I'm actually trying to pull up the injury report from yesterday. But, yeah, like Bijan Robinson, Matthew Judon were just getting rest days yesterday. And some guys were limited as well. Nate Lamon included in that group. But overall, the team was missing Justin Simmons and Troy Anderson. Those are the big names that to keep an eye on today before we go out to practice. Hope to see those guys. It feels like Troy Anderson is less likely to be out there, but we'll see Justin Simmons. Seems like he's going to, like, the team is kind of just slow rolling him this week to gear him up for Sunday to be ready to play. Again, no guarantees, but that's just kind of the way that Raheem Morris has kind of teed it up for media so far. So he was not at practice yesterday. I kind of imagine that he'll be limited today and then, maybe get another limited in on Friday. But those are the two big ones we'll be keeping an eye on.
Do we know what it is with Troy, with his ankle?
It's a knee. They've been saying it's a knee.
Okay.
But there's no information outside of that because he's being treated day to day. It's obviously not like a situation where he had to have a surgery or anything like that. So I had heard the rumors around are that it's a pain management issue, but I cannot confirm that.
Okay.
But that is what some people are saying. But I would take that with a bit of a grain of salt because that usually, if there's a pain management thing, it means there's some underlying injury that's causing the problem. So, and make no doubt about it, this team wants to get him back on the field as quickly as possible for a whole boatload of reasons.
Hey, JP, talk to, and I saw your tweet yesterday. You were talking about the whole new move for Drake London to another position or something like that. I won't say the explanation because I understand what the hell he was talking about, but the explanation that he gave behind Drake doing some different things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting to me because Drake had given interviews on, what was it, Monday or earlier in the week, Tuesday, I guess it was, that was talking about, you know, one of the big differences for him this year in this new offense and the Zach Robinson offense is going, he called it just, I'm playing on a different side of the field. And what he means by that is he's gone from playing the X position, which is usually kind of a receiver that's isolated, mm-hmm. kind of by themselves on one side of the field, and then most of the rest of your receiving core is on the other side of the field. And that X receiver is usually like the dominant guy. You know, that's the alpha receiver that mm-hmm. you know a lot of these guys have had over the years. But what we're seeing in the NFL recently is teams starting to use maybe their more talented receivers in some of these other positions and some of these other roles. So there's the Z, there's the F receiver. Those are the two that can kind of interchange on that other side of the field. And what that does, and what Raheem Morris was explaining, is that it just allows them to kind of get them on the move a little bit more, to maybe get themselves in some better matchups against different defensive backs on the other side. I think for the Falcons, one of the main reasons for, maybe not one of the main reasons, but one of the main benefits that they get from having Drake London in that role is it allows them to put him in motion where he can actually impact in the run game and the blocking schemes. You talk a lot about what they're calling insert blocks, where they kind of, it's almost like a pin and pull thing where they kind of loop into the offensive line to help seal off the backside. So there's lots of different interesting ways that they're using Drake London. And I just found it interesting because, again, to kind of go back to what I was initially saying, you so often see your dominant, especially the physically large stature guys like Drake London playing in that X role. And I just find it interesting that they've found a different way to use him, and maybe a way that is not kind of the traditional kind of way that you think about using receivers. And it's been a lot of either Darnell Mooney or even Kyle Pitts kind of fulfilling that X receiver role so far this season.
I think interesting is definitely a word I would use just to describe the offense in general over the last couple of games. Certainly effective. They scored a lot of points. What have you seen from the offense and Zach Robinson's play calling specifically maybe over the last two or three games that wasn't available early, and what are you liking about it?
Yeah, I think they're just able to mix things up a lot more. Like you so clearly tell in that Steelers game, it was a limited offense, and it wasn't that they hadn't practiced other stuff, but they were, I think, cautious in about the way they kind of approached the game offensively and wanting to make sure that they, you know, were accounting for, you know, certain players, or Zach Robinson talked about it a little bit yesterday, just, you know, they wanted to go a lot of two tight ends in that game because they wanted to account for these edge rushers and some of the guys that the Steelers had up on that front. And I think that what they've learned over the course, really since that game, is that they can actually kind of, they don't need to be reacting to everything that defenses are throwing at them, and that they can kind of do what they think is best to kind of get in their best flow, the way that, you know, Kirk Cousins is feeling the game and the way the receivers and line are kind of, you know, feeling the flow of the game, and make defenses have to react to that. And I think that that's exactly what they've shown, especially over these past couple weeks, like you mentioned, Andy, really since that Saints game where, you know, the offense wasn't really flowing in that one. But ever since then, it just feels like there's been such a much better rhythm to this offense. Kirk has talked about it as well, in that he is feeling like he can really anticipate what his receiver is going to be doing a lot better at this point. And a lot of that is not anything super novel, but, you know, Kirk would say it's just time on task. It's time spent together. And the other interesting thing, guys, that I've noticed when you talk to players about this, because, you know, the players understand and that this offense is improving, you don't necessarily bring it up, but they will mention the lack of preseason. The fact that, you know, they're finally just have enough reps under their belts mm-hmm. together where they're starting to feel each other out and just have a better understanding of where everybody's going to be on the field. And I think that is maybe the most important thing that's leading to this offense that has such a more fluid feel to it than what we saw early in the season.
Looky here.
It's infuriating. It is what it is.
No, it can't be infuriating no more. Because you know what it is.
I want to say on top of that, like, I know a lot of fans are frustrated by it. And, like, frankly, I think some of the players are frustrated by it. But, you know, that's just the choice that was made this year. And I don't think that's going to change. I think that will continue to be the protocol for this team.
I don't think it's more or less the players want to play. It's like, why aren't we playing?
Yes, teams. Yeah, it's right. teams. Yeah, it's like, coaches. It's like, general managers.
They can fake the fuck all they want to. Like, yeah, I really want to play. Yeah, right. You didn't want to play, but you're like, well, I mean, that's what I do.
It's just like one of those things in many things in college football right now, where it's like, well, I don't like it, but it is what it is. And there's nothing I can do about it. I guess I'll just take it.
Hey, JP, because you are a Buckeyes fan, and I saw your tweet from this past weekend. Where you at with this, JP? With the Ryan?
What was the tweet? What did he say?
He's very upset.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Like, listen. You know, Will Howard. You know, you don't come to Ohio State to play school and count down time. You know, you come to play football, and that was a boneheaded move that he had at the end of that game, which was unfortunate. But listen, I gotta say, guys. Like, I guess again, when you talk about Andy, like about being in the college football world that we live in nowadays, mm-hmm. I kind of sat on my couch and was like, okay, they lost. Yeah, like, and part of that is, like, I know that Ohio State's a good team. They're going to beat most, you know, I hope they'll beat the rest of the teams in their schedule, especially Michigan. But, you know, just with the new playoff format, I just didn't feel that kind of that sense of dread or terror that sometimes you would feel when your team loses a game unexpectedly. Ultimately, hats off to Oregon. They played a much better game than I thought. And I do feel a little burned by the fact that Dan Lanning pulled off a, you know, Vrabel-esque coaching move at the end of the game there that has caused the NCAA to immediately change the rule for this coming week of games. So Ohio State was the last victim of that crazy extra man on the field rule.
So you're buying the hype, huh? You think he did it on purpose? I'm not.
Is that not the case?
I don't know. I just
saw that he said that he did.
Anything I can cling to try to discredit them.
Yes.
Because whatever you felt on your couch after that game, I don't understand that feeling, because I didn't feel like that, and my team didn't even play in it. The team that I hate played in it and won, so I felt infuriated about that. And I was like, oh, cool, now everyone's going to talk about how awesome Oregon is and how awesome Dan Lanning is. Cool.
Well, we talked all last year about how great your school was.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was super fun. I wish we could do that again.
It was like a fever dream.
Yeah. I enjoyed every second of it, because I knew that it, you know, it doesn't happen every single year for us at least. But yeah, now they're there. Hopefully they lose a terrible, terrible game soon. Joe, thank you for the time as always.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, Falcons insider. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200 for Ohio State reactions and also for Falcons news and Atlanta United news as well. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. We'll answer anything you got after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the Midday Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Couple phone lines open if you want to jump on at 404-726-0929. But well, hey, we'll start with Randy, who's in Atlanta. Couple of Randys.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, what up, man?
Doing all right. I got a question. This is both of y'all. Like, if you had a rich friend, like, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
If he paid for you guys to go to space, would you go? The reason I brought this up, because I was listening to you guys' show like a couple weeks ago about the Apollo thing on Netflix.
Right.
And just want to get y'all input on that. If you had a friend like that who paid for you guys to go up there, would you go?
How much we talking about?
Yeah,
how much, Randy, how much we talking about?
What's the paycheck look like?
What are we talking about?
No, they paying for y'all.
No, no.
Right after.
I know they're paying for the ride, but I'm talking about, like, am I going to get some money out of this?
To keep.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get six figures.
Six figures?
Yes, sir.
No.
No, I'm good.
No, I can't do it.
You gonna pass?
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. It's a good question because I think a lot. I know Bo would go.
Bo would go for free, though.
I'm a ground
person. I would pay to go.
Yeah. You would pay to go?
To space?
Man, please.
100, yes.
What is that? What is out there but space?
Who knows? None of my business.
No, I'm good.
It's a whole lot of space.
I'm good on that. Never had the obsession with space programs, astronauts, none of that.
No, me either. And I just
no. It was okay. Say for instance, it's 9999 right before $1 million.
That's what I was gonna say. High six figures or low six figures?
I'd probably do it.
I'd probably do it. I don't want to. It just sounds really scary. Like, I don't want to die in space. Like, you can go out there and die, and then they're like, oh, they were going to give him almost $1 million. Yeah. Does that bring him back?
No,
he suffocated in space because he was in space. Or the spaceship blew up, which happens sometimes. Or you got stuck there like Matt Damon.
Why
now you live on Mars.
You bringing up all worst-case scenarios.
Because that's what goes through my mind in situations like this. Like, in situations that you don't have to do.
Look at your phone and look at the bank account.
But if I'm dead, my bank account is not important.
That'll get you through it. But your family's going to be taken care of.
No, it wouldn't.
But your family will be taken care of.
My family, I think, no offense to $999,000, will be better off with me
around than with that amount of money. I agree.
Also, I just don't have any interest in it. It doesn't sound fun. Sounds like it would be terrifying. I don't like flying in airplanes. I don't want to get in a spaceship. I'm a ground person. Stay on the ground. Don't like airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like hot air balloons.
Nope.
I'm not going to do a what are those kites that people get on? What are those called?
Parasailing.
Not doing that.
A hang glider.
Not getting a hang glider. Not getting on a jumping off a bungee cord thing. Yeah. Not doing that. Not going to space. Not doing that. And I'm not going underwater either. I'm not doing the underwater thing.
Titanic trip.
Nope. Stay right here.
I'm good.
I can breathe here. This is where I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to be. All right. Brian is in Bonita Springs, Florida.
Bonita Springs.
Yes, sir. Hey, fellas, how we doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Well, look, first off, I want to thank y'all for having the Sports Talk radio show in Atlanta that actually lets the fans talk. You know, you got that other station down the dial over there, and, you know, all they're caring about is listening to each other. I appreciate y'all letting the fans come in and voice their opinion.
Thanks, Brian.
Where you at, Brian?
Well, I'm up in Atlanta this week freezing my my bulldog off because it's cold up here, so I'm going to be heading back south here in a little bit.
Okay.
But I just want to call in and tell these Texas fans to simmer down. I don't know what they're drinking in Austin, but they ain't beating anybody yet this era, I can tell. They're number one in the country, which says that they're set up for a fall, and I think we're going to let the cat out this weekend, show them what Beck can do, and not turn that ball over four times, and I think the Dogs are in for a big win.
All right, Brian.
Appreciate you, man.
I hope you're right.
Have a safe travel. Let the cat out? Okay.
Not sure.
All right.
I haven't heard that one. Let the dog out.
I'll be a dog.
You can let cats out of bags.
Let the cat out of the bag. But that's like when you tell a secret.
Yeah.
That's like Kirk Cousins thing.
Maybe the cat in the bag is that Texas is not any good.
Or, okay.
Ah.
They're going to let the cat out of the bag.
There it is. There it is.
Texas.
There it is.
Ain't nothing.
There it is.
Dustin is in Atlanta. Hey,
there
Dustin.
There it is.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Randy Mack, Peach County's finest.
No doubt.
So, question. I know myself and tens of other people are wondering, when are we going to have another game bowl? Because I was top 32 2 years in a row, and it's tough. I need redemption.
Oh,
I need redemption, guys.
All right, Dustin.
Appreciate Dustin.
That was our paper football championship,
which was
awesome.
So much fun.
It was the best.
It was so much fun.
People loved it, and then COVID came and
took it away.
Maybe we'll have another one.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, what have we done that we used to do now? Like all that stuff. We'll do a lot more stuff. Mm-mm. So we need to get done. We just got to figure out a good date and everything, but. You know, Mike is always in contact, boss man. He's always open to suggestions. Let's go suggest it.
And if all else fails, just challenge Abe to a paper football game on Twitter, and he'd probably just play with you.
Yeah.
Like, if you just thought you're better at paper football than Abe, just come out to Twin Peaks next time we're out there. Well, not next time, because Bo will be there.
Yes.
But the time after that. And Abe will just play paper football with you. And then, I mean, it's not the same thing, but it's not,
option. Yeah, I mean, but you got to worry about Abe, because Abe's he scouts. He gets film.
He does finger
like
exercises.
Dan Lanning, stickler for the rules. I'll find my advantages.
He gets film and stuff on you and everything like that. So watch yourself.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, hey, I got one serious question, and I'm surprised nobody else went back to one of y'all's topics today. So tonight's game, I usually, Andy, you'll do the prize picks joint,
yeah,
and you'll say a player or two, and honestly, I immediately go look at it on Thursday, and I look at my Thursday games, but I don't think I heard it today. Do y'all think Spencer Rattler and Bo Nix are both good for interception?
Yes.
And my second question, all right, you got one actress, one female athlete, and one female singer to put together for the doll. Who are they?
Oh, okay, start over?
Okay, so, no, I'll explain it differently.
Okay. Is it like Weird Science?
No, like we talked about earlier. Like if you're doing a Frankenfreak doll,
yeah.
Which ones do you need?
Okay, that's like I said, like Weird Science. Mm-hmm. How they put the thing in all that stuff, right?
So you're basically creating your own little mm-hmm. sex robot mm-hmm. or doll
mm-hmm.
out of an actress. I think he said a singer, okay. Right? And did he say, I don't know what the other one was.
All right.
But, yeah.
Okay, so we got to go face, body.
Body.
What?
I don't know.
Oh,
wild card?
Let's see.
Feet.
Right. Feet. I ain't never seen anybody's feet. Let's see. From, like, the lower back to the knees. I need Alicia Keys because we've seen her from behind that piano.
Yeah, she comes around that piano.
Yeah, she comes around that piano.
Yeah. So there's your singer.
Yeah. What's the athlete?
Sure.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't like this question.
No, I don't know. It's an awkward question.
It's an awkward question.
It's a hard one.
It's an awkward. Yeah. Abe?
Anybody else want to?
I'm not part of your doll. What are you talking about?
Abe? Yeah, it's a weird question.
But, yeah, if you want to make or buy some feet, you can. I don't remember what the company was called, but it's $3,500 for a pair of them.
Like
one of them for $2,000, though, if you only need one.
That's unbelievable. Feet.
Real doll.
Yeah.
And it gets you a free head.
Yeah, if you could buy right now, you can enter a chance to win a free head.
Yes. Yes. It does.
What if you just get feet and head?
I don't know. Yeah, he is walking around with like a Mr. Potato Head.
You're missing a lot of parts.
Yeah, he is walking around with a Mr. Potato Head.
But like, yeah, I mean, you know what? There's something out there for everybody. Doesn't matter what your freak is, what your fetish is. There's something out there for you. Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Listen, so I want to give plaudits where they're due. I'm not a big Atlanta sports guy, but I listen to your show every day. And I was in line up, probably sitting in a pub sub for during the backstage segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never felt more inclined to tell other people, like, are you listening to this? Like, are you listening to this? So I just want to give my plaudits there. Also, Andy, very sound advice. I don't know if it's an Andrew thing or not, but just stay grounded. There's no reason to go any. Stay grounded.
And that's just me. Like, if you want to go to space, you should. But I just, if I'm being offered the opportunity, I'm going to pass respectfully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then my question is, I was coaching soccer over the weekend, and I had the hiccups for 60 minutes. It was like debilitating, crazy. And I was talking to one of the other coaches, and I said, would you rather have the hiccups for like 60 minutes or an hour? Or would you just rather just have like one, like tuba style flash events? Like just let it, just kind of let it rip. So that's my question for you guys.
Thank you, Andrew.
Appreciate it, Drew. Would I rather have hiccups what?
Hiccups for an hour or just one kind of embarrassing fart?
Oh, man. Give me the fart.
Me too. Hiccups are the worst.
I hate damn hiccups.
Hiccups are the absolute worst.
But we got the thing that my wife taught me a long time ago, this thing they do in the Philippines. It works every time, so it works for me all the time.
Can you tell us? Or
no,
is
I can't
it?
Tell you. I mean, I got to demonstrate it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, and so, oh, damn. The remedy to get rid of hiccups. Man.
No,
don't
I know.
Don't ever look at me like that again.
No,
right?
But.
And I don't. We ain't going there. You know what the hell I meant, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I see the remedy to cure hiccups.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's all you need to know, though, because you made this look and then everybody face popping up all weird at me. All right, I said I can teach you I can't teach you the remedy. I can just show you.
Okay.
All right, then.
But I don't know what it is.
I believe the term demonstrate, man.
I got to show it to you.
I didn't say anything.
No, that's what the hell I meant, damn it.
Does it have anything to do with you hanging upside down?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
That's the only one I've ever heard of.
I mean, if you don't want to show me, you don't have to.
I can't show it to you right now. I'm talking.
Okay.
Your advice from counsel, you do not have to answer that.
I just don't like having the hiccups is all. Yeah. And all the little remedies I've ever heard of before, like drink water and hold your breath and drink from the opposite side of the cup, which I don't understand, have never worked for me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you got a secret you could help people out with. But
I can't explain it. I have to show you.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
When the show's over?
Problem.
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right, that's all I needed to know. I don't really, no offense, everyone out there. I'm just looking out for my hiccup situation. Yes. Like, I just want to know. And maybe I'll find out in a minute. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
We were talking about earlier, is that if that's the price for silence, then you'll pay it.
Yeah, that was a really good line.
Yes.
That was really, really funny.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins definitely doesn't know where that quote came from.
Yes.
He thinks that his teammate in Minnesota made up that phrase.
Austin's going to be Liddy this weekend.
Yeah,
make
man.
Make sure you get on down there. And get your pre-orders in now. That Randy and Michael back is going to be available for purchase very soon.
This one flew under the radar earlier, but the from Bunk. The most impactful hit on the quarterback that Georgia's had this year was Kirby on the sidelines.
It was.
Unfortunately. Hopefully that's not true after Saturday night. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.